Hello, everyone. Our final word tonight is found in Luke 23, verse 46. And it reads, "Then Jesus, crying with a loud voice, said, Father, into thy hands I commit my spirit. And having said this, he breathed his last breath." Let us pray. Father in heaven, Lord, we truly thank you for this day. Father, thank you for this time that you allowed each and every one of us together to just reflect over your love for us. And Father, we do pray, Lord, that in our own life, that we would indeed entrust our lives into your hands. And Father, we just ask that you will continue to be glorified in our life as we depart here tonight. Again, Lord, just thank you. And we just pray, Lord, that as your spirit would empower us, your spirit would move us to live in obedience towards you. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. So at some point in all of our lives, we all must face that which we dread the most, and that simply is suffering. Suffering, by definition, is the undergoing of, the state of undergoing pain, distress, and hardship. And so oftentimes in our lives, when we go through pain, distress, and hardship, we find ourselves at a place where we either have to entrust ourselves into the Father's hands, or we can simply turn away from him. And as Christians, we're told to, you know, as brothers, my brothers and sisters, consider it pure joy when you face trials of many kinds, because you understand and you know that the suffering produces patience. It produces this perseverance in our life. And it's in those moments in our life where we find ourselves with the question, how am I supposed to be joyous in such a time as this? And here it is. We see our Lord and Savior on a cross. And oftentimes in our life, we find ourselves and we discover that our faith and many times are being tested. I want to share with you three quick stories of people whose faith was tested. If you remember Abraham, long ago, his faith was tested when God called him and asked him to take his one and only son, to take his son, his one and only son in whom he loved, Isaac, and take him to this place where he calls Abraham to give a son as a burnt offering. Abraham's faith was tested. And then we hear the story of King David. King David's faith was tested when he was going through a mighty trial. And if we read in Psalms 31, we find out that David prayed to God that God would deliver him from the situation that he found himself in. And if you read Psalms 31 four times, David prays in different ways that God would somehow rescue him from the situation that he was in. He prays, Lord, deliver me with your righteousness. He prays, the Lord, deliver me quickly. And he says, Lord, for your name's sake, deliver me. And then he prays, deliver me from this snare, this trap that these people have set before me. And then if you recall the story of Stephen in Acts 7, where Stephen's faith was tested even while on trial. And as he stood before the members of the Sanhedrin, he testifies to the mighty work of God and how God was at work through his son, Jesus Christ, only to find himself being stoned to death. And one of the remarkable things about Stephen's story is, even while Stephen was being stoned to death, he prayed, "Lord, receive my spirit." And I'm questioning, "Lord, receive my spirit?" He doesn't notice. He doesn't pray, "Lord, deliver me." He doesn't pray, "Lord, send fire down and destroy these people." But what Stephen does is Stephen entrusts himself into the hands of the Father. And if you go back to Psalms 31, David in verse 5, even after praying, "Lord, deliver me, deliver me, deliver me, deliver me," he eventually comes to this place in his life where he says, "Into thy hands I commit my spirit." And then you think about Abraham's story. Abraham, knowing the very thing that God is calling him to do, he knowing that God is calling him to do something that he dreads to do. And yet Abraham entrusts himself into the hands of the Father, trusting and hoping that God would somehow make a way. And I think as we reflect over tonight, that's the good news we have today, is that God has indeed made a way. And it is only through Jesus Christ in which God made a way. And we also see that even while being crucified, Jesus gave himself, he entrusted himself, and he says, "Father, into thy hands I commit my spirit." I'm amazed. And it's through Jesus that Jesus has become for us the way, the truth, and the life. And the hope is that even while in the midst of our sufferings, I'm sure some of us in here who are going through some difficult things, and even in the midst of the suffering, I pray that we will realize that even in the midst of our trials, that Jesus is the way, the hope through those trials and situations. That we would know that his spirit in our moments of despair will remind us of the truth. So that when we're in those situations, that we would be reminded that it is by his stripes I am healed. That no weapon that is formed against me shall prosper. But we remind ourselves of God's word, of God's truth. And we see that God so loved us that he gave his son that we may have life. And we read in John that whoever received him, whoever believed in him, he gave the right to become children of God. And so I leave here tonight with just two questions. In your moments of adversity, will your faith stand trial? And the last question simply is, will you model after Jesus, living your life and trusting yourself into the hands of the Father, despite whatever it is that you're going through?